Okay, today's daf is daf Lamed Zayin in Maseches Kiddushin. We have enough juice over there to... We are up to the Mishnah on daf Lamed Vav Mabez, but just one discussion we have to have before we start the Mishnah. From the end of yesterday's daf, we spoke about that Tnufa is one of the avodos that even women are involved in. The Mishnah said that except for the Mincha Sotah v'Nezira, Shehein Menifos, they're Menes. So the Gemara asks, how is that possible? What doesn't one pasuk say that a Kohen has to do it? One of the Bailams, the Gemara answers, yeah, they both do it. That the Kohen puts his hands under the hands of the Bailam, and then does Tnufa, and then does the waving. So Tosfos here deals with the issue of what about Chatzitza? What about Chatzitza? We know there cannot be a break between the Kohanim's hands and the Kohanim's body and the Kli, or for that matter, the Kohanim's feet and the floor. They can't wear socks, that's a Chatzitza. They can't wear gloves, that's a Chatzitza. They can't have a hefsek between the Kalim that they're using and the Kli. So I asked Tosfos in Dibramasul Machdis, Vim Tomar, Hava v'chatzitza, if the Kohanim have their hands under the Bailam's hands, and the Bailam have their hands on the carbon, that's a Chatzitza between the Kohanim's hands and the animal. So Tosfos gives two answers. The first answer is that that's what the Torah wants in this case. So it's not a Chatzitza, third line of Tosfos. The question is asked based on the Gemara Menachas, because the Gemara Menachas says that Shutfim cannot do Tnufa. Right, because what are you going to do? Are they both going to do it? It's going to cover too much. If one under the other, it's going to be a chatzitza. So you see, even somebody's hands is a chatzitza. So first, the answer is that no. Here, the Torah requires it. V'yishlomer to lo dami to hachai in the time to lo avi chatzitza b'ki agav nela fishu gzeras akasif to be in a kohen ubailim. So that's why it's not a chatzitza. Aval hasam gabishtei shutfin chashav ki agav chatzitza mechad mehem and yichyel takas yad chaveru l'fishen gzeras akasif. Right, you don't need to bring a carbon shutfim. And the Odi Shlomar, he said another pshat, the Hachanami, maybe if the Kohen's hands aren't directly under the Bailam's hands, but it means that each of them are holding on in a different place. Right, here we're talking about the basket, let's say, of the Chalas Nazir, as the Rishash said yesterday. So really, they're each holding a different part, and therefore it's not a problem. So that's the Tosfos issue here is, what about Chatzitza? The other issue, though, that is not discussed here, but it's discussed by Tosfos in Maseches Sota, and that is, what about the Negia issue? Right? You have if you assume, like, the first day of Tosfos, like the Pashtus, and that is the Kohen's hands are under the Isha Sota's hands, or under the Nazira's hands, and then they're doing the Tenufa, so how are they? There's an Isser of Negia, Isser of a man and a woman who aren't allowed, who are not husband and wife, to touch each other. So Tosfos in Maseches Sota, Daf Yotesim and Aleph, gives three answers. Three answers. Tosfos there says, we discussed this there, number one, quoting the Yerushalmi really asked the question, V'ein hadover kiur? Isn't this something ugly, literally? So number one, meniach mapa, v'ein achotzeitz. Number one, said the Yerushalmi, maybe you put like a handkerchief, and they would in between their hands, and that would not be called a chatzitza. Again, that's a tzorech. Number two, maybe kohen zaken. You bring a 98-year-old kohen, right? So then there's no issa right now, 98-year-old kohen. 98-year-old kohen, there's no yesahara, there's no iser of negiya. And then Tosfos says number three, the afilu tema kohen yeled she'ein yetzahara mitzuya l'sha'a.
You have that by
even by a younger kohen
by the malavim or something, right? That they were.
The Pirchei Kahuna was. You have that when they ripped the shirt. When they ripped their shirt,
right,
so it
right,
could
right.
be that that also the Eitzav Mitzul Lishah, meaning that for a moment we're not worried about that Ichshash Hirhur. If it's just for a moment, as he puts his hands. That's Tosfos 3 days. Again, all of this. That's why the Shabbos Yad Balacha there and here quote Achronim, which is what we generally paskin. That is, if you have a Chupas Nida. Alt kavod abrios, when the husband is allowed to put the ring on the kala's finger carefully, even though there's an iser of negia, but still, you know, as one's careful and in yitzhar mitzuya l'sha'a, the same lashon, that's why it would be allowed, especially mishum kavod abrios. Remember that the whole issue here only gets off the ground because of the fact that it is an Isser Drabbanan in this context. That's how you could have all of these heterim. Where is it Isser Drabbanan? How do we know that? That's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Raivin. Remember the Raivin at the beginning of Hilchas Yisurei Bia. The Rambam says, Kol abala erva bidar reis derech ivarim. Somebody who lives with an erva, oh, shechibek v'nishek derech taiva, v'nana bikir of basar, or has negia derechiba, as it's called, hugging and kissing, or some type of nana bikir of basa, even holding hands, might be a derechiba. So that is hariza lokum in a Torah, says the Rambam, that's an iser daraisa. Negia derechiba, the Rambam holds, is an iser daraisa. Shenamar, the pasuk says, lo sikrevu legalos erva. Right, klomar lo tikrevu legalos erva, that's the Rambam. It's one of the examples of a siog daraisa, Yosef Engel discusses. But the Ramban argues, Ramban quoting the Magen Mishnah there, but also would say for our mitzvahs, no. What do you mean? Any negiyas derabanan. Any negiyas derabanan, even derechiba. Even derechiba. Okay, either way, we don't do derabanans either. Derechiba and derabanan, they're both usher. But everybody agrees that negiyas shalo bederechiba, in a non-loving way, not affectionate way, that's going to be at most an issur derabanan. At most, this is a drabanan. What is it? Is it, right, so tapping somebody on the shoulder or something like that? That's the lasser. It's the lasser of the drabanan. The Beis Shmuel discusses it. That's an issur drabanan. But because it's an issur drabanan, so that is why there could be certain heterim in certain cases. If something's also daraisa, then there's no heterim. If the way that if you live in a culture where they greet each other with a kiss by definition is derechiba. And therefore, it doesn't matter, you know, what kind of covenant of brias there's going to be. You can't give a kiss because that, by definition, is derechiba. You can't mess with, you can't change anything with what the Torah says. But once it's derabanan, so then we have certain allowances of covenant of brios and this and that. And that's where there's an opening, a pesach at least, for some poskim to say that in a certain setting, if a woman puts out her hand to shake her hands, you know, some poskim will still say, no, shaking hands is derechiba. You have to go ask your posek, right? The bare motions mechalik between a handshake to say hello and goodbye and a handshake to end the business deal. To say hello and goodbye, it's somewhat derechiba, the Debrecina Rebbe says. A business deal, that's purely business. But other poskim or more, some other quoted as saying that, no, it's, you know, it's when you meet somebody at an interview and for a job interview, you know, it's not derechiba, it's accepted, and therefore it would be okay. Again, one has to ask a shiloh. But other, so that's why here it's not derechiba, it's holding the hands by the Isha Sota. And this comes up in many tshuvas, but I'm focusing on this now. But Moshe has a tshuva where he, in 1960, right, the Tavshin Chaf, where he was asked by someone who takes a bus to work. So he takes a bus to work, and he says on the bus, everybody gets bumped around and moves around, does he have to pay, be a lot more money, for a taxi every day to go to work, and that he wanted to be on the bus, won't have any problems. When he had problems, that was the question that Ramosha got. B'dvar halicha b'subvei u'babos. B'zman shaholchin b'nei adab avodasav shenim samsam anashim anashim t'chufim zeh bazeh. Right, they're like sardines. Shekasha lizar minigiyah v'tchifah b'nashim. So this is the case. So there's no derechiba here. So derechiba here. So hinei mitzad anigiyah v'tchifah b'nashim az leka shemisar b'shem de'ende zeh derech taiva v'chiba. V'chol it is a negiyah b'arayas, even according to the Rambam, is only derech taiva. Right, so that's where Moshe is not to the hakel, because if there is no derechiba, then at most, again, it's a nisa derabanan. In this case, to allow you to make you have to pay more money to be able to get on the to get into a taxi, so that we won't allow you. Moshe continues that if it turns into derechiba, let's say he says if a person starts enjoying himself on the bus, the Rambam says you better take a taxi. Moshe says you better take a taxi because then you don't have the heter. And again, the post could discuss this at length in different contexts. Okay, right. The Yod Yosef Chai, the Ben Ish Chai has a tshuva where when you go to many times a Sephardi posek, what do? You kiss their hand. You kiss their hand. So what about a woman who comes to a Sephardi posek? So he has that tshuva in tshuvas Yod Yosef Chai, and he discusses that in that context. If there's anything, that's for sure. That's all Kavanah Torah. You know, if there's anything with that. But again, all this is about the negia, which comes up by the Isha Sota. Okay, now we continue with the Mishnah. Continue with the Mishnah. Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Kol mitzvah shituliya ba'aretz eino heges ala ba'aretz. Any mitzvah that is dependent on Eretz Yisrael is only noeg in Eretz Yisrael. V'she'en etzluya ba'aretz, and any mitzvah that is not noeg es bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz is noeg where everyone is in the world in Eretz Yisrael order chutz la'aretz chutz min ha'arla v'hak v'kilayim, except for arla and kilayim. Arla and kilayim are two mitzvahs that seem to be mitzvahs hatluyos ba'aretz. They are, but still they are noeg even in chutz la'aretz. The Gemara will talk about what the sources are for Arla. And again, Arla, the first 3 years we have something, have a tree, we have to let it lie fallow, it's asur bahana. The fourth year is netar avai, you bring it up to Yushalayim, and then the fifth year already it's yours to eat at home. So Arla and Kelayim, Kilayim is something also, again, there are five types of Kilayim. The Kilayim of Shatnez, obviously, is not one of the mitzvot HaTulias Ba'aretz. But there are five types. There's Kilay Begadim, Kilay Behema, two types, right? Either mixed breeding or mixed working. Those three types of Kilayim are for sure not mitzvot HaTulias Ba'aretz. They don't have to do, they have to do with the animals and the clothing. The other two types of Kilayim, the other, the Kilay HaKerem and Kilay Zraim, right, with your vine mixing in, or with other two other types of growths. So those two are mitzvot HaTulias Ba'aretz, and those still, though, would apply even outside. D'oraisa, d'rabbanan, the Gemara will discuss it. And Rabbi Elazar Omer af ha-chadosh. Rabbi Elazar says, even chadosh is something. Is he being mekel? Is he being machmir? Unclear, the Gemara is going to discuss it. What is chadosh? Chadosh means anything. What is mutter to me? I'm not allowed to eat chadosh. Anything, any grain that has taken root since last year, Pesach, the second day of Pesach, that's called, before that, anything that took root before that, that's called yashar, I'm allowed to eat it. Anything that has taken root after, since Pesach, that's called chadash, and it's asur until the following Omer, the Karban Omer is brought, or the day of the Karban Omer comes, and that's matir, me to eat the chadash, it turns the chadash into yashan, that's matir the chadash in the, for a hedyot. Matir and chadash to bring on the Mizbeach, that you have to wait till Shavuos. That's the Shtei HaLechem that's brought on Shavuos, that matirs chadash in the Beis HaMikdash. But to matir chadash for a hedyot, for all of us, so that is something that happens on the second day of Pesach. As long as something took root before Pesach, it is okay. So again, as you get closer later in the year, now it's already Cheshvan, Kislev, Teva, as you get later in the year, there are more issues of Chadash. Right after Pesach, there's no issues, because everything took root beforehand. But as you get further away from Pesach, you know, behind you, so then issues start coming up, as we'll talk about in a few minutes. First, let's do a look at a little bit of Tosas. Tosas on the bottom, the Rassel Kol, points out there are a number of things that are left out of the Mishnah. Yerushalmi says, why isn't Chala in the Mishnah? Why isn't Chala in the Mishnah? Right, that's something that's not... that's mitzvah tzliya baretz. So Mishani, the Rishami answers, no, lafisha ina b'isa shal ovid kachavim, v'lomayim masisa del b'dvarm hanogim b'yisrael ubo ovdik kachavim. Rishami says no, because a dough of a non-Jew is on chayiv and chala. And we're only talking about items that are chayiv even of a non-Jew. What about shumas or maisrus? What about shumas or maisrus? So the Gemara Tosfos answers on the fourth line, Delahaki ba'i michala. Delafisha gazru al chala b'chol makom. Aval tshuva ma'isa lo gazru b'mekobas rechokam Eretz Yisrael. Chala applies everywhere. At least me derabanan. Tshuva ma'isa only apply right outside of Eretz Yisrael. That's why the Yerushalmi is only bothered by chala even more than tshuva ma'isa. You don't have any tshuva ma'isa in New York. You have chala in New York. Me derabanan. You don't have tshuva ma'isa in New York. So that's why the Yerushalmi was only bothered by chala. V'hainu taima, why? To gazru al chala b'chol makom tfei tshuva ma'isa. So why the rabbis do that? Why is there chala in New York and there's no chubas of maizers in New York? Lefisha chala dome yoser lechovas haguf. Chala doesn't look like a mitzvah tuliyah baretz. You do it in your kitchen, right? You do chala in your mafish chala in your kitchen. So that's why shachiyah by the gilgal isa shadamosa. When does the chiyah of chala set in? When I add my water to my flour and I knead it, boom, I'm chayav in chala. That doesn't look like something that's connected to the land. So that's why Chazawer made a didrabanan there everywhere. Avol truma u'maiser einan mutalos el amishiyesh lo karka v'dami tvei lechovas aretz. That looks more like a chovas aretz, and that's why the drabanan outside the lands is more limited. So that's regarding a little bit of chala and trumas u'maisers. The major issue that we have to discuss, though, is the last word in the Mishnah, and that's chadash. Assuming we pass him like Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, assuming that he is being machmer, as the Gemara is going to suggest, the question is, what about bisman hazeh? Chadash bisman hazeh, you know, anything that has taken root after last Pesach is called chadash. Tosfos says, look at the top of the Tosfos, second line, ubi Yerushalmi nami mashma to chadash noeg af bishel ovdei kochavim. Chadash is asur even by non-Jewish land, by non-Jewish grain. And Tosfos might not be alone here. Look at the Mishnah in Arla. The second Mishnah in Arla that says, second Mishnah in Arla, where are we? Okay, I'm glad that was just a rumor at the house. So, Nachri Shanata. Nachri Shanata, Chayev Ba'arla. And Tosfos assumes that, you know, as an extension of this, not only in Arla, but it's all the mitzvahs HaTulios outside, and that's Chadash too. So the Pashtus is, Tosfos goes to Yerushalmi in the Mishnah, is that Chadash applies everywhere, like the Mishnah says in Chutz La'aretz, and it applies to non-Jewish food also. So the Kasha is, how could so many Yireim, throughout the generations, not hold of this halacha? It seems one of the mysteries. It seems to be mefurish. It's halacha in the Rukamara. It's halacha in the Rishonim. It's halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. Chadash Aser, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz. You look at the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeya and Hilchos Chadash. There's Hilchos Chadash in the Shulchan Aruch. Right? It's halacha l'maisa, Reis Adagimel. Aser, Israel, Chadash Noeg, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz Laretz. Bein B'shei Yisrael, Bein B'shei Lakum. Right? So what do you do? So what do you do? So nowadays, Baruch Hashem, many pizza stores, you know, throughout the tri-state area, throughout the world, Yashan, Yashan, Yashan. Everybody's Yashan, right? What's Yashan? So now we know Yashan is anything that is only that has taken root since last year, second day Pesach. The question is, many do not hold of only Yashan yet, and throughout the generations. So the question is, what is the basis? So probably in the top 10 famous Bachs, top 10 famous Bachs, where the Bach comes to the rescue of Klal Yisrael, the Bach and then the Ramah. The Bach says there in Reish Sadeh Gimel. It's interesting, the story is told that the Besh, the Baal Shem Tov, was going to get up one day and be machmir and say, tell us Hasidim that he has to hold, they have to hold of Yashan. They have to be machmir of this halacha. It's not a chumra, it's a halacha. And the Bach came to him in a dream the night before and said, you're going to be motzi laz on the earlier generations, and, you know, you can't do that. I was matzdik the minhag of Klal Yisrael, and, you know, who are you to say that it should change? So that's what they say happened with a dream. But the Bach says that there is no proof that, I don't know whether this is true or not, but the Bach says there is no proof that Chadash applies both to Chutz La'aretz and to non-Jewish produce in Chutz La'aretz. Nobody ever says you have the double. He says you look at the Rambam, you look at the Rif, you look at the Rush, that's not explicated. And even Tosfos here, he tries to explain. In Chutz La'aretz, yes. Ovdei Kochavim in Eretz Yisrael, yes. But when you have the double, who says the Bach, that's true. He says, V'zeh enu mefurish b'talmud, gam v'rif, v'rush, v'rambam, kasav d'stam, chadash aser b'chutz la'aretz. Umi d'kasav harav, and the Rambam writes, by our law, that it's noeik af b'shel goyim. And by chadash, he doesn't say that. Alma d'b'chadash ein isuro ela b'shel Yisrael. Ava lo b'shel goy. What about Tosfos and Kiddushin? I can try to explain that. But then he quotes, Amnam ha-minag ha-pashut. B'malch Huseinu, says the Bach in the 1600s, the minag, linog heter. V'yav gedoli ha-torah shahay lefanenu, Rav Shachna, or Shlomo Luria, the Marshal. V'talmidehem, lo hayu osrin. V'shosin ha-sheikhar, shenasa mitfua shelohitiru ha-omer. They weren't mocking about it. Zulas mixas chasidim, mikarov, nizaru b'isr zeh. When I learned Kedushin 30 years ago, I tried to figure this out. I saw it's not clear. And I asked my Rebbeim, I showed my Rebbeim my Kedushim. I asked Moreno Rav Liba Bar Betzalel, the Maral, mi Prague. V'itzeti, I told him, and he says, they didn't have a good answer for me. And then he has a whole lumdus, how you get out of Hartosis. That's his lumdus. But that is the heter of the Bach. The Bach says it doesn't apply to Shel Akum in Chutz La'aretz. Okay. Even what the Tosfos says here, I said it doesn't apply when you have the double. He says even the Shel Akum aspect might not apply to all Rishonim. Not might apply to all Rishonim, even though it's Yerushalmi. That's the Bach. The Ramah has the other heter, which is the more difficult heter. It's not really a Ramah. The Tur quotes the Rush, and then the Ramah quotes the Halacha L'maisa. The Shulchan Aruch does not. The Ramah quotes it. Maybe it's a Svek Sveka. Svek Sveka. What's the Svek Sveka? Maybe, if you have food in front of you, maybe it's from last year's produce. And even if it's from this year's produce, maybe it took root before Pesach. That's the Svek Sveka of the Ramah. Say the Achronim, Rebbe Akiva Eiger and others. What kind of double? That's not a double Safek. It's the same Safek. Maybe it took root before last year Pesach. Last year, it's only Mutter because it took root before last year. So it's a very difficult Svek Sveka. How is that a double suffix? Maybe it's last year's, and even if it's this year's, maybe it's a group before Pesach. So it's very difficult. The Taz quotes his father-in-law, the Bach, and argues. The Shach argues, the Grah argues, right? And they all say, you know, one should try to be Machmir. Again, this is the major Machlokas Aposkim. This is discussed in our Achayim in Hilchos Pesach. Hilchos Pesach, the end of Sfiras Omer. The Mishnah Berurah quotes all of the Makaros, and then he says, look, You do what you could do. You try to be lechadchila. You try to be makbid. V'inei af she'ein v'yadeinu limchos v'yad ha'mekilim mikol makom kol bal nefesh lo yismach al ha'terim halalu v'yachmer atzmo b'chol ma she'efshar ki lahar b'gdolei ha'rishonim v'lisar daraisa. And he quotes all the all the ha'terim. Maybe it was shas ha'tchak, and they couldn't get anything earlier. But this is the big discussion. There are those that even suggest that bizman hazeh, where it's much easier to get Yashan, so maybe the earlier postgame, only Rishonim wouldn't have said their Haterim. Even the Bach and even the Ramah. You know, maybe, who says nowadays? And it's maybe others say that maybe it's not even a Sexveka. Because you could check when things took root. You could check on the boxes of cereal that you get. You could tell. You could call up the companies or the FDA, whatever it is, and get exactly where this grain is coming. You could tell which farm it comes from. You could know exactly. So it's not a Sexveka. Just Choser Yediyah. You don't know. So either way, there are many posts that might say, at least lechad chila, especially in Eretz Yisrael, where it's easier, because but still, even the chutz la'aretz, one should try to do it. But again, there are yesh makom lahakel, if one needs. There's a bach, there's a ramah, there are many posts that come out in defense. Okay, let's continue now. Okay, we did a line and a half. Says the Gemara. My tluya umay ena tluya. So what does it mean, mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz? Ilei matluya dechsev ba'biya. Does tluya mean that the Torah says you only do this when you come into Eretz Yisrael? V'she'ena tluya dechsev ba'biya. And it not tluya means where it does not have that lashon when you come in. So v'harei tefillin v'petach hamar. What do you mean, tefillin and petach hamar, right? The redeeming, right? We know that the firstborn of any kosher animal is a kedushas bechar, it's a karban. But of a non-kosher animal, it's not, except for chamor. By a donkey, special issues, because they helped us out when we went out of Mitzrayim. It doesn't have kedusha, but you have to switch it for a seh, right? You have to switch it for a seh, petach hamar tefseh a seh, and give that to the kohen. And if not, you have to break the neck of the donkey. Hopefully we'll talk about that a little later. Bezrat Hashem. So, but what do you mean tefillin petach hamar? Dechsib be'en ha'biya. Tefillin petach hamar. That has a biya, a ki yiviyacha, right? Before them. In August, mein bars be'en chutzlaretz. You can't say mitzvah tzluya ba'aretz is defined as any pasuk, any mitzvah that has a ki yiviyacha before it, because that's at the end of Parshas Bo, right? Ki yiviyacha, ki savo la'aretz, ki yiviyacha, right? Many have a minhag of saying the psukim with their tefillin on every day. So, that breaks up that rule. And how do you know tefillin was in is not a mitzvah tzluya ba'aretz? So Rashi says, because there are so many Gemaras that Babylonian rabbis wore tefillin. Says the Gemara, the third line, the Dagen Bei Ba'aretz Rashi, tefillin ashkochan bekama duchtin, b'rabbanan amoroi debavel, demanchi tefillin. Many Gemaras that Babylonian rabbis wore tefillin, so you can't say it's only in chutz la'aretz. It's only in Eretz Yisrael. So I'm Rav Yehuda Hachi Kamar, you're right. Mitzvah tzluya ba'aretz is like what we thought it meant. Kol mitzvah shechovas haguf, anything that is an obligatory on the guf, noagis bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz, is noagin eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz. Chovas karka eino noheges ela ba'aretz. Chovas karka is only noig in eretz Yisrael. Minani mili, how do you know this? The Tana Rabbanan. I'll go into the Braisa. Ela ha'chukim. These are the chukim. Elu ha'midrashos. Chukim means the medrashei chazal. V'ha'mishpatim elu ha'dinim. Mishpatim means the loss. Asha Tishmarun Zu Mishnah, that means the learning that Rashi says, maybe the Maisa. The learning that you have to do in order to understand the laws. La'aso Zu Maisa. That's what that Maisa means. Ba'aretz. What is that teaching me? Yachol kol ha'mitzvos kulon lo yiyu el anogam el ba'aretz. What a havamina. We'll see if this has any maskana ramifications. You might think that all mitzvahs are only in Eretz Yisrael. Because it says ba'aretz. Tamalomar kol hayamim masharatem chayim al ha'adama. All your life. All your life, wherever you are in the land. You might think, all mitzvahs are knowing everywhere. No, there's a limit of ba'aretz. So the Torah includes some and the Torah excludes some. So which are included and which are excluded? Tse'ulamad. We know Tse'ulamad from the Haggadah. Tse'ulamad, mash'amar b'inyin, abeit abdun. No, Tse'ulamad from here. What does it say regarding in the next pasuk, abeit abdun, it's called makamot asher avdu sham, right? You have to destroy all places where avodah zara took place. Ma avodas kochavim miyuchad shechovas aguf, just like avodah zara is miyuchad, that it's obligatory on the guf. And noheges bein baris bein mechutz laretz, that's noeg in all over. Avkol shechovas aguf noheges bein baris bein mechutz laretz. So too, anything that's a chovas aguf is noeg everywhere. The Ritva points out that the pasuk is not exactly so smooth as a makar, because that pasuk, abeit abdun, is about searching and destroying Avodah Zarah. And that only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara is using Abeita Abdun, that pasuk, as a makar to teach me a chobet hakuf that applies everywhere. So the Ritva says you have to say the limud is from Avodah Zarah itself. It's not dafka from the context of the pasuk, which is specifically to search and destroy. That's what you have to say. Okay. One other discussion, once we're talking about chobas haguf and not chobas haguf, there is a well-known discussion of the Ramban. The Ramban, both in Achremos is his big piece, and it comes up again in Akev, related to Mitzvah Satulias Ba'aretz, where the Ramban discusses there in Achremos at length that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a certain celestial system where he has celestial guards above every land. The Ramban would never say such a thing. This is the Ramban talking, more influenced by Kabbalah, and he says every Eretz has a land. Italy has a land, and France has a land, and America has a land, has a guard, a celestial shomer, which Chas v'Shalom doesn't have any power, but it just reports back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's how it works, meaning there's indirect hashgacha. But, except for Eretz Yisrael. Aval Eretz Yisrael, I'm so as a Yishuv, hinachalas Hashem, yuchedus l'shmo, lo nasan aleha min amalachim, katzin shoter moshel, bar chilo osa la'amo hamiyuchad. Shmo zero avav. And that's what he means, kili skula bikala amim, kili kala aretz, and he quotes there, and that's why, the Ramban is talking at the end of Achremos, where it says, v'titva ha'aretz v'afkod avona aleha v'ataki eretz es yoshveha. Right, the Eretz Yisrael, Hashem's palace, there's direct hashgacha there. Tamid enei Hashem alkech abam, me'rishis Hashem alach rishana. That's why, you know, sometimes things, who knows how things make sense? You know, in Eretz Yisrael, even more than in Chutz La'aretz. Well, we need Hashgacha everywhere. But in Eretz Yisrael, says the Ramban, there is direct Hashgacha. In Chutz La'aretz, Afa Bisha Kol L'Shem HaNichbad, Ein Tahara Bashlema, Ba'avur HaMishorsim Hashot Moshlem Aleha, V'ha'amim To'im Achrei Sareyim Lavod Gamosam. That's where he talks about the Kusim, the Geri Arayis, they were only taken to task in Eretz Yisrael. But then he quotes the Sifri. This is where the controversy starts. He quotes the Sifri, it's also a Sifri that Rashi quotes in Parshas Ekev. Rashi quotes the same Sifri. Vavartem Mehera, right in Shema, Vavartem Mehera, Afal Pi, Shani Megala Eschem in Haaretz L'Chutz La'aretz, even though I throw you out of Eretz Yisrael, Vavartem Mehera Me'al Aretz HaTova, Hevim Mitzuyana B'mitzvahs, keep doing mitzvahs out there. Shek Shetachzeru Lo Yiyu Aleichem Chadashim, so that when you come back, they won't be new to you. Mashal to an adon, that's somebody gets upset at his wife, and his wife leaves, and he says, you know what, keep putting on makeup there. So when you come back, you're still ahuv lebaila. And then he quotes, Vavata Mehera v'samdam Israel, what mitzvah? So right after Vavata Mehera, the context of the pasuk, tefillin mezuzah. It's the end of the parsha. So, Eino mechayev golos el b'chovas aguf ketfillin mezuzah. So says the Ramban, even tefillin mezuzah are different than Eretz Yisrael. And outside, they're not fully the same mitzvah that occurred in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Ramban. Then he continues, that's why Yaakov's only can marry two sisters outside of Eretz Yisrael. When he came back, one of them had to die on the way back. Rachel, that's part of a different shir. But that's the Ramban. The Gra cannot believe that this is the Ramban. Gra can't believe it, that this is the Medrash. So the Gra changes the Medrash. The Gra says that, he says this on Rashi, in Parshas Re'eh, not Ekev, Parshas Re'eh. I'm sorry, it's then the Ekev. Yeah, thank you. He says, V'nira sheyesh kan to'os hama'atikim, b'lashon Rashi. Must be a mistake. He says, even after you go to Gaulis, have a Messiah of mitzvahs, hanichu tefillin asu mezuzahs. That's what Rashi says. Wear tefillin and put up your mezuzah. It must have said, hey, tough, ayin men. And they thought it meant hanichu tefillin asu mezuzahs. But really, it meant hafrishu trumas asur meisras. That's what the Gra says. That's what it must have meant. The problem is that the Ramban quotes Rashi, exactly as we have Rashi. And Rabbi Schwartz once said that when the Ramban was so medactic in the way that he quoted Rashi, if you have a Rashi that he doesn't quote, okay, no, he's not sure of the credibility. But if you have a Rashi that's quoted by the Ramban, verbatim, it's very difficult to say that's a mistake. And also the context of the Medrash. What does Shumas and Maishas have to do with it? The context of the Medrash is the end of Shema. So it seems like the Pashtus against the Gra, that the... that even there's a difference, chas v'shalom, we're not saying that there's any chovas hakov that doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz. But the Tara is shlema, and the mitzvah is shalem, in Kadosh Baruch Hu's palace in Eretz Yisrael. And that's what the Rebbeinu Bachai says in one line there in Parshas Ekev, HaKavana b'zeh lomar, ki af al pi sh'anu osin ha-mitzvos b'chutz la'aretz, v'heim chovas haguf la'asozim b'chal makom, l'manu chachamim, she'ein ikar asiyasan ela be'eretz ha-kedusha. That's the Rebbeinu Bachai there. Again, this has nothing to do with Medina, not a Medina. This has to do with Eretz Yisrael. It has to do with Eretz Yisrael throughout the generations, has had a special element, and that's why all the Rishonim yearned to be an Eretz Yisrael, even if it was sovereignty of, you know, terrible, terrible governments. But still, that is the magical aspect. Okay, so that has to do with Chovas Aguf. Weiter. Tudat. Chutz ben Olav el Kalayim. Ibai Luhu. Rebbe Elazar l'kula palag or l'chumr palag. Is Rebbe Elazar coming l'kula or l'chumr? But remember, Rebbe Elazar in the Mishnah said, even Chadosh. So even Chadosh what? So, the chumr palag, one way to understand them is that he's being extra machmir. V'hachi kamar tanakama. The Tanakama held Chutz min ha'arla v'ha'kilayim. Arla and kilayim apply even in Chutz La'aretz, the Hilchus HaGemirah law, da'afagav digla meir v'chobas karkahi, even though Arlan Kelayim seem like chobas karka, still, it applies to Chutz La'aretz. But the Tanakama would say, by Chadash, it doesn't. Aval Chadash, ba'aretz, in b'chutz La'aretz, lo. But the Tanakama would note, oh, Chadash is only in Eretz Yisrael. My time, a why? Moshav la'achar yushav yeshiva mashma. When it says, Moshav seichem, by Chadash, it means, after you conquer and settle, that's where it's going to be mechuyev, but only in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Tanakama. No, Af Chadash Noig Bimaris Bimachutz La'aretz. That's the Af. Even Chadash is Noig everywhere, like Arla and Kelayim. Maitaima Moshe. What does Moshe mean? Bechol Makom Shatem Yushvim. Moshe Mosecha means everywhere you live. That's one understanding of Rebbe Elazar. Odil Malakula Palak, or the opposite. Maybe Rebbe Elazar, when he says Af Chadash, is being Mako. V'hachi Kamar, and this is how you would read the Mishnah. V'hachi Kamar Tanakama. Chutz Min Arla Kelayim Dilchus Gemir Allah. Those two apply in Chutz La'aretz. V'kol Shekein Chadash. And the Tanakama does not mean Chadash because it's surely Chadash. The Moshe of Kamakam Shedem Yoshem Mashma, because the Tanakama holds Moshe means everywhere. V'yasar Belazar L'meimar, and Belazar says no. Af Chadash means even Chadash is not Chayv in Chutz La'aretz. Af Chadash Eino Noeg Ela Ba'aretz, the Moshe V'lacha Yoshev Yeshiva Mashma. And Moshe only means in Eretz Yisrael, U'may Af Akamaisa. And Af, also Chadash, is going back on the first part of the statement. Even Chadash is a mitzvah Tzuliyah Ba'aretz that only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So what are, these are two understandings of Rebbe Elazar. So which is true? So Tashma, we try to prove it. Damar Abaya, mein Tanya to Palak Rebbe Elazar. Who argues in Rebbe Elazar? Who's the Tanya? Kamar Rabbi Shmuel. It's Rabbi Shmuel. The Tanya, because he said, the Sefri says in Parsha Shlach. Whenever it says Moshav, it means after Yerusha v'Yeshiva. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. That was that pasuk by? Pasuk by the Nesachim, Rashi explains. The Nesachim that we have a chiyuv to bring a little bit of wine, libations, with karbanos, with our karbanos, so that halacha bringing karbanos with nesachim only applies after Yerushiv Yeshiva, after the 14 years. Amalo Rabbi Akiva, Hare Shabbos. What about Shabbos? Shnemar Bo Moshavos. Shabbos also has Bechol Moshvosechem, Lo Savaru Eish Bechol Moshvosechem, Parshas Vayakel, Benogas Beimaris Beimachus Laretz, and that applies everywhere. Second, you say Moshavos means only in Eretz Yisrael. Oberlei, no. Shabbos, Mikava Chomer, Asya. We know Shabbos applies everywhere from a Kava Chomer. Uma, Mitzvahs Kalos, no August, Bein Baris, Bein Mechutz La'aretz. If the Mitzvahs Kalos are no Heg everywhere, Shabbos Chamira, Lo Kol Shekein. Shabbos, of course, should apply everywhere. Shabbos is Chamur. Let's finish the line for a minute. Mitakamar Abaya, Mantan of the Vagalad Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Yishmael, by the fact that Abaya interpreted the Tanakama as Rebbe Yishmael, who says that it Moshavos means only in Eretz Yisrael, Shvamina Rebbe Eliezer, Luchumer Polik Shvamina. Must be Rebbe Eliezer is adding on Chadash, that Chadash applies even in Chutz La'aretz, and he is being Machmir. Period. The Hadino Shabbos is more Chamur. Hadino Shabbos is more Chamur, so the Mishnah Berurah writes in his Akdama to Chela Gimel 2 points. Number one, Onesh, it has the most Chamur Onesh, Skila. Right? So Onesh is a reflection of Chumras Avera, number one. And number two, the Mishnah Berurah writes that if one is a Mumer L'Shabbos, he's a Mumer L'Chol HaTorah Kula. Unlike any other Avera besides Avodah Zarah. So the Avodah Zarah, usually if I'm a heretic to one Avera, so then I'm not a heretic L'Chol HaTorah Kula. If I'm a heretic to Shatnez, I'm not a heretic L'Chol HaTorah Kula. If I'm a heretic to this Avera, that Avera, Treif even. I always eat treif. I'm still a Jew. Right? I might not have ne'amanus in a certain area, but a mumer l'shabbos is a mumer l'chol HaTorah Kula. So you see its importance. It's chumer status. Next, Michdi, Rabbi Shmuel Ahecha Koyan Asachim. One second, Rabbi Shmuel proved his idea that Moshav only applies to Eretz Yisrael. he proves it from Nesachim, the context of Parsha Shlach. So, one second, but Nesachim, Bi'o Moshev Tzibahu. By Nesachim, it doesn't only say Moshevos, but it says, Bi'o, Lashon of Bi'o also, Ki Yivyacha, when you get there. So maybe that's why it applies only to Eretz Yisrael, because of the double Lashon of Bi'o and Moshev. So the Gemara says, you're right. Hachi Kamer, this is what Rabbi Yishmael meant to say. The Lamech, Shekal Makam, Shnambar, Bi'o, Umoshev, Eino El Acha Yushav Yeshiva, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. That's what it means. And that includes even Chadash, Rabbi Yishmael held. So, Ihachi, if that's true, then how do you understand the next one of the Braisa? When Rabbi Akiva argued about Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Hari Shabbos, then Rabbi Moshevos, the Amar Shabbos Kavachomer, and the answer Shabbos is Kavachomer, name Alei Ana, Bio Moshev Kamina. Why didn't Rabbi Yishmael answer? Don't ask me about Shabbos. Shabbos only has a Moshevos Sechem. It doesn't have a Lashon of Bia. So that's why I wasn't talking about that. So, where it says, you're right. Chadava Ot Kamalei. There were two claims that he could have said back to him. Chado da ano bio Moshev kamida. Number one, don't ask me about Shabbos because Shabbos doesn't have a lashon of bio. The o to kamar tari Shabbos. Never bowen shavos. No Shabbos kavachomer he. Even if you want to say you want to be medayik by Moshevos even without the bia, Shabbos anyway is a kavachomer, and therefore, of course, it is noheg everywhere. But my kamiflagi, what is the machlokas about between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva? What's at the root of the machlokas about Nesachim, Bekirvu Nesachim by Midbar Kamiflagi? It's a historical machlokas. War B'nai Yisrael makriv their karbanos in the Midbar with the wine libations, which is the Nesachim. What's the issue? Rashi points out, if you look in Shmos, I think it's Parashat Tetzaveh, by the Miluim, there were Nesachim there. They brought Nesachim with the in the karbanos when they were Mechanech the Mishkan. The Shivas Yimei Miluim. The question is, did that start Nesachim even for Karbanas Yachid from that point? Or was the Halacha only by Miluim and the Karbanas Tzibur? But for Yachid, you still waited until you came to Eretz Yisrael. That's the Machlokas. Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Lo Kirvan Nesachim Abidbar. Rabbi Shmuel says, even though they gave it in the Shivas Yimei Miluim, that was only for the Karbanas Tzibur. But it wasn't for Karbanas Yachid, and therefore, that it only started again after the 14 years of Sheva Shekivshu and Sheva Shechilku. Rabbi Akiva Savar, no, Kibra Nesachim Abidbar. They gave Nesachim. Once it started in the Miluim, it started. So you can't tell me that Nesachim is limited to Eretz Yisrael. Period. What? Where'd they get wine from? Where'd they get wine from in the Midbar? Okay, where'd they get a lot of things from? Amar Habaya, hi. Maybe it was along with the Be'er. It's Be'er of Mayim and the Be'er of Yayin. Amar Abaya, hi Tana, did the Rabbi Shmuel, the previous Tana that learned it from Rabbi Shmuel, Mafik Midoch Tana, the Rabbi Shmuel, it's different than the following Tana from the base Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana of the Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Shmuel says the following. Hol v'nem Rabbios b'Torah Stam, since many times it says in the Torah, Ki v'yacha, or a Lashon like that, b'vo'achem, u'pirat l'cha kasab echan mehen, la'achar yush of yeshiva, and it's specified by at least one of them. Which one? By a king. That it only applies after Yerush of Yeshiva. The mitzvah of Ha'amadas Melech only applies after the 14 years. So I've called Achay Yerush of Yeshiva. So too, every time it says the word Bia in the Torah, it applies, it says, Ki v'yacha does not mean immediately when they came in, but only after they fought and they conquered and they settled after each Shevet was Al Admatam. Right? So that's this Rabbi Shmuel, so they applies everywhere. V'idach, and what about the other Shita? What do you do with this? Why don't you learn from Melech to other halachas that if one bia applies only after 14, why don't you say that applies to the Old Torah? Mishum. Sorry to say here, but let's finish first. Mishum davi Melech bikurim shneksuv na banke echad. No, because by Melech and by bikurim it says it, and there's shneksuv na banke echad. Two pesukim I'm telling you the same thing. V'chol shneksuv na banke echad im alamtin. Any two pesukim that come to teach you the same thing, you can't learn from there because obviously that's why the Torah said both in order to limit it. The idach tzrichi, but the first ton of very small that we were just discussing says no, it's not shneksuv na banke echad because you need the limud. That the halacha only applies after the 14 years, both by melech and by bikurim. Neither are extra. Dikaz rechmana melech, if you only had it by a melech, volkasa bikurim, and you didn't write it by bikurim, hava mina bikurim, to come a sign of the altar. I might have said that bikurim though, if I would have only had that, a melech starts after 14 years, I would have said bikurim right away. Why? Because you eat fruit right away. Right when you come into Eretz Yisrael, you're eating the fruit, so you have to give bikurim maybe right away. That's why you have to say bikurim is delayed. Because bikurim volkasa melech, I would only say bikurim and a melech, hava mina melech, to come a sign of the altar. I also would have said, Bikurim maybe is delayed, but you need a king right away. You're conquering 31 kings, right? So it starts right away. So that's why I need to write Melech also. The Idach and the other opinion says, no, Nichtav Rechman and Melech, Loboy Bikurim. No, you could have just written Melech. You wouldn't have had the Havamina by Bikurim that it would start right away. Why? Vanamina will have said, Umay Melech, Tav Chabosh, Lachai Rishav Yeshiva, Bikurim Lokol Shagain. Bikurim can be delayed. Aye, what about you get Hana right away? You could get out of that. Right, Chumas and Maisers also, you get Hanar right away, but still you're not Chayav until later, so too here. The Idach, and the final line, because of Hachi. No, if you'd have only written Melech, Hava Amina, Midat Havia Chala, I would have compared Bikurim to Chala. Chala is the only mitzvah that's Chayav immediately. Chala didn't, you didn't have to wait Lachi Rishav Yeshiva. So I would have said Bikurim is like Chala, and it's Mechuya right away. Kamash Malan, that's why it had to say both, that it was only during Rishav Yeshiva, it did not apply. A couple of points on this. On this Gemara, number one, the Sharam Shana Balachi here interestingly quotes at Tzemach Tzedek. At Tzemach Tzedek from Nicholsburg. I'm not sure if that's the Tzemach Tzedek. So it must be a different Tzemach Tzedek. Right, it's not the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So he quotes, he said that there was a Shaila that one had somebody, Reuven promised Shimon to pay, I'll pay you back the money that I owe you when I come to the city. When I come to the city. Bevo'o el ha'ir. And as he came to the city, he was Osek in the Yerid. He was at the fair for a couple of months. And he said, it's not called coming yet. Right? Klal Yisrael didn't come until after 14 years. So he said, I'm not coming until I'm settled in my house. That's not called coming to the city. So therefore, you know, I've been Osek. And I don't have to pay you yet until I'm settled and I have a house and I'm here. So the Tzemach Tzedek said, sorry. To be a mikri miyakshu bashama. What's the raya? The raya is by chala. It says, bevoachem. Bevoachem when you come. That's it. Even though there is extra halachas that don't, so he says it only applies by chala. The Sharam Sarim Balacha just adds, though, v'tzorach li'ian, because we learned in Adarim that by a neder or by a promise, you go after Lashem Ne'adam. So maybe you shouldn't look in the Torah. Right? You should look at how people act. And he quotes the Rambam, then the Vilchus Mechiru, says not only by Nedarim, by all transactions, you go by Lashem Ne'adam. That's his hara on the issue of a chala. Tosfos here discusses all the Karban Pesach that they gave in the Midbar, and the first Karban Pesach that they gave when they crossed into Eretz Yisrael. Rav Tosfos quotes that the Rashi from Parshas Baloscha, why didn't the Sefer Bamidbar start off with the Parsha Pesach Sheni? If the Parsha Pesach Sheni, Perek Tesim Bamidbar, happened earlier than Perek Aleph. So Rashi goes, in Muktim Mukhar Batorah, right? You can't get out of this one. Right, many times in Ala Torah, Rashi will say Muktam Mukhar Batorah, and the Ramban would do his hardest not to say it. He very doesn't want to say it. The Mishkan and Shabbos, right? Rashi, Muktam Mukhar Batorah, right? The Mishkan was a tikkun for the Egel, right? And the Ramban says no. He tries always not to say it. Here, you don't have a choice because the dates are given in the Torah, so you have to say Muktam Mukhar Batorah. So the question is why? So why did they start? Why is this one? Why did they start with Pesach Sheni? So right, the Chazal quote, because this was the only Karban Pesach that they did the whole year, all the 40 years. They didn't do Karban Pesach all the 40 years. And so it's like the Gnai of Klal Yisrael. So they didn't want to start with that. Why didn't they do Pesach anymore? So the end of Tosfos says, because they didn't get Prismila in the Midbar. Because the special Ruach Tzfonis wasn't blowing, and therefore it was dangerous, so that's why they didn't get Prismila in the Midbar, and that's why they didn't do Karan Pesach. The idea of not starting the Sefer Bamidbar because it's a Gnai, it's also quoted amazingly. If you look in the first Tosfos Chadashim is on the side of the Yachin of Boaz Mishnayos. So the first one on Maseches Pesachim discusses why in the Torah is Pesach called Chag HaMatzos while we call it Pesach. If you look in the Torah, what's Pesach? Pesach is Erev Pesach. In Pinchas, wherever you look, what we call in the Torah, Pesach is Erev Pesach. What we call Pesach is Chag HaMatzos. So the Tosfos Chadashim quotes two opinions from Reb Levi Yitzchak ben Berdichev. Reb Levi Yitzchak is on the page with the Yachid of Boaz Mishnayos. So number one, he says, you know why Hashem didn't want to call it Pesach? Because we didn't do Pesach for 40 years. It's like embarrassing to us. It's embarrassing to us. You don't want to call it Pesach. For 40 years we didn't do Pesach. So that's why he called it Chag HaMatzos. Now we could call it Pesach because now we do Pesachim already. We did a lot more once we came into Eretz Yisrael. But he didn't want to call it Pesach. And then the other day is the famous Reb Levi Yitzchak where he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always puts our covet first, and we always put HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covet first. Matzah is all about our leaving Mitzrayim very fast, not letting the dough rise. So Hashem calls it Chag HaMatzos. We call it Pesach because we remember Hashem passing over our houses. And that's why he says, what did the Gemara in Baruch Hu say? Hashem's tefillin says, Mikam Chesuah Gayachad Ba'aretz. What does our tefillin say? Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And that's why the Klei Yakar says in Parshas Matos, when Hashem says to go to get revenge for Midian, he tells Moshe, Nikom Nikmas B'nei Yisrael, Me'isa Midyanim. And when Moshe gives it over to B'nei Yisrael, he says, Nikom Nikmas Hashem, Me'isa Midyanim. Because each are worried for the other person's covet. And one more, that's why in Torah Shebichsav, we first have the mitzvah of Dal and Minim, and then we have Basukos Teishu Shivas Yamim. Dal Minim symbolizes our running around and doing mitzvahs, our greatness, and Sukkah symbolizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting us, the Anani HaKavod. So Hashem first touches Dal Minim, and then says Sukkah Teshu. But if you look in Mishnayos, the first two prakim of Masech HaSukkah are about the Sukkah. The next two prakim are about Lulav, Lulav HaGazel's third parak. Right? So we always put HaKadosh Baruch Hu first, it's known as the Vart of Rabbi Yitzchak. It's quoted right here, the first Tosas Chadashim in Masech HaPsachim. So that's on the issue of what Tosas quotes here. Why didn't it start with that? The other issue also about not getting bris mila, we don't have time to mention it, but you can just look at the first radak in Yoshua Perek He, right, where they got bris mila again. That's Charbo Surim, where Yeshua did thousands of milas in one day. So look there, the radak, you know, Hashem didn't want the Ruach Tzfonis to blow, because he would have, the Ani HaKavod would have blown away. So Hashem couldn't have made an ace, that he could have had the wind without the Ani HaKavod going away. The whole thing was an ace. So he talks there about, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes to be a Mayan Nisim, could look there. Okay, let's go a little more. If we know that a Chovas HaKuf applies everywhere, so why does it say Moshe by Shabbos? It applies everywhere. Moshe Vosechem sounds like only in Eretz Yisrael. Itzrach. Sagat HaKamina. What's the Chiddush of the word Moshe? I might have had a Havamina. Hola Binyana Demoados Ksiva. Since Shabbos is written in the Parshas HaMoadim in Parshas Emor, Tiboy Kiddush Ki Moados, I might think that it needs to have Kiddush like Moadim. That Bezdin has to declare today is Sunday. Today is Yom Rishon LeShabbos, and it's not Shabbos unless Bezdin does that. Unbelievable. Kamash Malan, you don't say that. It's an amazing Havamina. You got to figure out, isn't Shabbos Kfi V'Kaima? Right, it has to do with Hashem and not us, but that's the Havamina. Moshe the Chazav Rachmana Gabi Chelev Adam Lamali. Again, why did it say that Moshe by Chelev and Dam? That you what's the? Why would I have thought that Chelev Adam does not always apply? Yisrach Zaka Lechemina Hol Binyan the Karbanis Ksivi. I might think since Chelev Adam is written in the context of Karbanis, Bisman Dika Karban Nitzar Chelev Adam Bisman Deleka Karban Lo Kamash Malan. I might have thought that Chelev Adam are only usher at times that you bring a carbon. If there's no carbon, maybe it's not usher Darais. So Kamash Malan. That's why it has to say that Moshe Vos. Moshe the Kazar Rachmana Gavim Masav Amar Lamali. What about by Matzen Marer? What's the Havamina to think otherwise? Yisrach Zaka Lechemina Hol Ksiv Am Matzas Marom Yochluhu. Since it says you eat it with the current Pesach, because Adika Pesach in Bisman Deleka Pesach Lo. Kamash Malan. Same thing with you would have had the Havamina only when you have a current Pesach. Period. Bia the Kazar Rachmana Gabi Tfilin Betachamar Lamali. Getting back to what the beginning. I Bia the Kazar Rachmana. The going in. Why does it say Ki Viacha by Tfilin Betachamar? If it applies everywhere. Hobi by Lilikitanya. That's for the following. The Bei Rabbi Yishmael. Asay Mitzvah Zu. Shebishvilati Kanis La'aretz. Do this mitzvah. Because of it, you will go into Eretz Yisrael. Go into Eretz Yisrael. So just one thought on Petach Hamar. We mentioned many a long time ago. We haven't mentioned it recently. Mentioned it again. Then it's Siv writes at the end of Parshas Bo. What do you have to break the neck of the donkey for? What's the big deal? What? You have to just let it go free. So you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. You have to break its neck. Says the Netziv in the Hemek Dabar. No, because this donkey has potential of greatness. You could use it to redeem it to a seh, and the seh could become a karbon. And says the Netziv, if somebody has potential and doesn't use their potential, you might as well break their neck. Says the Netziv. Laharos lano shebechor shema'abed es kocho ve'inarotza gamlios mahane lanshe maila eno kedai ba'olamo. The Zekla Godol, Shemisha Roy Leos Bemala, Behu Misrape Mize, Gorua, who Mimisha in a Roy Lakach. Vari Yuchover Lish Mashkas. Says the Netziv, gotta use the potential. Gotta use your potential. Okay, we'll have to stop here. The next two lines were the basis of my Shabbos Shuvah Drasha, Shabbos Hagodol Drasha 2 years ago. But, Jason, you'll have to figure it out. Okay. About Chodesh. Okay, we'll stop here, and I hope this year everybody have a good Shabbos.